would like to welcome you to this exclusive interview with Graham Ray Hall of Newman Haas Racing. We're thrilled to have Graham with us today, along with everyone else on the call. We've compiled a terrific group of IndyCar bloggers for today's call and are excited to hear what everyone has to say. Let's jump right into the question and answer portion of this call. But first, Graham, it's great to have you here today. How's it going?
Yeah, everything is good. Thanks for having me.
Okay, great. Thank you. I think it's time we open up the phone lines to our bloggers and get started with our Q&A session. While we wait for people to get queued up, we'll just go to a pre-submitted question. With your rookie season in the IndyCar Series behind you, has your confidence level been boosted?
Well, I think that I'd definitely say it's been boosted. I mean, anytime that you have some experience in the league, I think it makes you feel much more confident going into another season there. And
sure.
I think that now that I know the tracks and the cars as I go into my second season, I think that we ought to have a better chance of winning some more races and hopefully contending for the championship at the end of the year.
Wonderful. It does look like we have some bloggers queued up here. We'll take our first question from Tom Herriter with Little Fenders. Go ahead.
Hello, Graham.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. Actually, it's No Fenders, but I see you've changed your car number this year. Does it seem funny to be the, quote, senior member of the team? What did you learn from your past teammates, and how's it going with Robert Doornbos?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously exciting for me to kind of be the leader of the team. And Robert, he's doing a great job. And there's no doubt about the fact that he's going to push me. I mean, that's for sure. I mean, obviously, he's very good. So, we'll see what happens. I think that, as of right now, the team has done a great job in the offseason. I mean, the car feels, obviously, from the testing times, which I'm sure you've seen, is the car feels extremely good. So, it's exciting. It's exciting for me to be in the McDonald's car, as you noted, with the number changing to 02 this year. I think that obviously been a lot of success in that car over the last few years, so I'd like to follow it up.
Great. I see you've won in Star Mazda. You've qualified on the pole and finished ninth in Champ Car at Portland International Raceway. How do you like the circuit, and would you like to race there in an IndyCar in the future?
Yeah, I mean, I love the circuit there, Portland is a special place in my heart. I mean, I won my very first ever national go-karting race there. I won my very first race in a car, car race, and obviously in Star Mazda. Atlantic, I dominated until I got punted. I'd love to go back there. I think that it's a great place, and it'd be a great place for IndyCars. I mean, we've got to find a way to make it work and get the fans back out to the track, because it's unfortunate that towards the end there, attendance was fairly weak. So we need we need people to show up, and I'm sure that we'd be back.
Right. And then you had 4 days of testing this year, and some of your competitors have raced at Daytona, Sebring, and A1GP. Do you think that's an advantage for them, and how did you keep sharp over the long winter break?
Yeah, I mean, I do think that it's a little bit of an advantage for them, but at the same time, I've been focusing on my physical fitness more than ever, and I think that, we should, as I said, we should have a great opportunity to win some races and be successful this year, and there's a lot of potential there. You just got to make it happen now, and I think that no matter what, we can do it, and I think that even though some other guys have been staying sharp, I'm ready, and I'm more fired up for this season than ever before.
Great. Thanks, Graham, and good luck this season.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the site of Chris Estrada with Indy Racing. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Graham, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Good. Just wanted to ask you about just going with the Dallara, not having a year with the Dallara. I can only assume it's been a process of kind of unlocking the sweet spot in that car. Did that continue over the off season? And if it did, could you kind of describe that process from a driver's point of view?
Well, it is. It's been a pretty tough car to find the sweet spot. It's definitely not an easy challenge. As far as from my perspective, really it's come down to the engineers. I mean, we've worked pretty hard in developing the car to where, we feel confident that it's going to be competitive this season with all the other teams and things. And obviously, as was just noted, I mean, I really haven't done much testing, so I've had very little to do with the development of the car over the last 4 or 5 months. Now as we've gotten into some testing, of course, it all comes down to the way I feel about the car and stuff. Engineering is one thing, but the way the driver feels about it is completely different. So I think so far there's been a lot of development. I got to, thank the engineers for all the work that they've done, because it's been all on them this off season.
do you feel like they found enough in the car to enable you and Robert to kind of fight with the big three teams on a weekly basis, or is there still some work to be done to make that happen?
Well, you know, I mean, I think so. I mean, if you look at the times at Barber, we were right there. We were right with them. So, yeah, I mean, I really do think that we've got what it takes to be competitive.
I just want to talk to you about having Robert as a teammate. How do you think he's doing so far as with acclimating to the car, acclimating kind of to the, I guess, the IRL world, so to speak?
I got to say, I think so far so good. I mean, I think that he's obviously very competitive. He's a very good driver. You know, honestly, I think that it's one of those things I don't think anybody really expected it to take him very long to get up to speed, and it certainly hasn't.
This might be the last question. Obviously, last year was a memorable one for your team. Had some great memories, had some sad ones. From a mental standpoint, where do you see the entire team right now heading into 2009? Do you think everybody confident, ready and raring to go here?
Oh yeah, I think that everybody's excited for the season to start. I mean, as you said, it was an up and down year for the entire team last year. Some real highs, and obviously everybody knows that we had a major loss for us. And so at the end of it all, really though, I think that it's going to make everybody stronger, and everybody wants to move forward as a team, and everybody wants to win, and that's what we've set our sights out for this year, and that's what we're working toward.
All right, Grant, thank you very much. Good luck this year, man.
Thank you.